Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Trudy Jean Evans is with us too, ladies and gentlemen. Trudy Jean, that's what I call her. She says it's okay for me to call her Trudy Jean. She's the author of The Pied Piper Principle, Lead and They Will Follow. She's also president of the Raven Group, Incorporated, which is an organization helping people to develop their leadership skills. And she's our good friend. Trudy Jean, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
That's good to be back on this beautiful sunny day.
We've missed you. Where have you been?
You know what? I feel bad. I always try to talk to Bliss about getting on the show, and luckily I've been busy. So when I'm busy with business, that's a good thing.
Congratulations. But you need to ease up just a little bit so you can get – and we thank you for easing up a little today so you can give her some of your time.
It's my pleasure.
Trudy, leadership has many elements, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And some people think it's all about being, on the prow of the boat and leading your troops into the charge, or having great vision or whatever. And it can be all those things, but there are other elements. Some are a little more subtle than others, aren't they? But it's all about leadership. And one of the things I know you consider to be part of leadership is making sure that as the leader of your organization, you can stay connected to the rest of the world.
Yeah, I've done some business consulting recently with some small business owners, and one of the things that I found is as they were growing their business, they got caught up in the day-to-day operations, and they got caught up in, trying to get the product for the best price or trying to hire the right people, and they end up naturally neglecting getting their name out there.
They got pulled into the trenches, didn't they?
They sure did, and they find themselves wanting to get out into the marketplace, and they let their sales force do a great job, and all of a sudden, and if they have turnover of someone that is very connected into the community, their name goes with that turnover, and now they're not known anymore. And so I've really been emphasizing that it is important for the leaders of organizations and business owners especially that they need to get involved in some type of networking group. No matter what it is, they just need to make sure that they carve out time in their day every week that they're out doing something that is associating the community and the fellow business owners, their name with what they do, so that people have a name and a face that represents that particular business.
So I don't know how many times the chambers of commerce make mixers available, they make different events available, and people who are members of the chamber will find out about it, they'll hear about it, they'll know that it's there, people will invite them. And they won't go because they think they need to stay in their business. They think they need to keep working. They don't realize that those kinds of events are in many ways just as essential as staying in the office and getting that report done or making that other sale. I mean, you can't. It's not either or. It's both and, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's interesting, the point that you're bringing up is they don't look at that as work. So they end up taking that off their calendar. That's one of the quick things that they can cancel because they don't feel like that is work. And so what ends up happening is they look at that moment in time as no longer, I'm tending to my business. And so they make that mistake of moving that off the calendar. And so you're absolutely right. They won't take advantage of that because they feel for some reason that they're really not working.
In the 20th century, around 1998 or 99, I started writing and talking about the three things that business owners were going to have to become really good at in the 21st century. In addition to the fundamentals that they learned in the 20th century, three things that were going to be different and were going to be more essential than ever before that they were going to have to learn how to leverage, and one of them was technology. And the second one, or not necessarily the second one, but another one was building strategic alliances. And the third one was networking. And that's come to pass, hasn't it?
Well, and what happens is for many business owners, they are the people that, well, they started the business and they've been focusing on working. They're doing. And now when they move into a position of being a more visionary leader, being someone that looks out in front, that's where they've had that trouble of transitioning. That's mm-hmm. where they need to be out in the marketplace. And they need to, again, make sure that they associate themselves with the product or the service that they're selling. Because when we think about McDonald's or we think about Home Depot, any business we think about, we have a picture in our mind what that business is, and the business doesn't exist without people running the business and without people working in the business. So your three things were right on target. And again, I think you can see a business owner concentrating on technology. They got to get the best things in place so that they can be as productive as they can. You can see how they can look for strategic alliances, but I think networking, oddly enough, you said it as the third one, but I know you didn't have them in any particular order, mm-hmm. but I think that is the order.
Networking creates the strategic alliance, too, doesn't
it? Absolutely.
That's how you get,
in fact,
that's how you build those strategic alliances.
Yes.
Now, in fact, the networking should actually come first. I do believe it is the egg, networking before the chicken, strategic alliances.
Well, think about it. I can have all the products in the world sitting in my warehouse, but I don't have an order for it. It's not going anywhere.
Well, the other thing that I like to quote is Dave Longaberger, the Longaberger Basket founder. And this guy was had a poor education. He was dyslexic. He had lots of learning disabilities, and he built his father's part-time basket weaving hobby into an $800 million a year basket business.
Wow.
So the guy had something going on, and he's no longer with us anymore. But before he died, he told his daughter, "Your success in life will ultimately depend upon the relationships that you build." And I'll tell you what, I think those are magical words.
Well, I agree with you. I think one of the things I wish we could pass on to young people coming into the workplace is how important their reputation is. And again, when you think about the manner of which a person leads, everything that they do, every decision that they make, mm-hmm. others see it. And so I put that in my book, that somebody's always watching, that you have to remember that every move you make as a leader is being watched and it's being scrutinized. It's
and evaluated,
being judged.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's what happens when you network, but it also can happen if you don't network. So, you decide, how do you want them to know you? Either by what they think about you or what they know about you.
Perfect.
20 after, we're going to be right back with our good friend Trudy Jean Evans, the author of The Pied Piper Principle. Stay with us.
And it's gone, and I found out.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can go to find the show, including thousands of archives of past interviews, including the live show, including the daily replay, including finding each individual interview that we do every day up on the schedule page or on the blog. We can go back and listen to them within an hour or so after we go off the air. You can check those out again, listen to them over and over again. And as you know, we now have the technology that will give you fair use possession of our archives, so you can actually download them and podcast them if you want to. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We got a brand new look to our newsletter, and I think you'll like it. So we want you to check that out. And also, if you have a question about your small business or lots of questions, go to askjim.biz, and we'll answer those on the spot instantaneously. So check that out when you get a chance. And as you know, no barrier to entry. If you can get to our sites, we'll let you in. Trudy Jean will do the same thing if you get to her site. Trudy Jean, what is that?
It's www.theravengroupinc.com.
TheRavenGroupInc.com. That's where you can go to find Trudy Jean Evans, and they can find your book there, can't they? The Pied Piper Principle.
They sure can. You know, Jim, I was listening to your sponsor, Aflac, and when we just left, we were talking about the reputation of an individual and how they represent a company. And as I was listening to Aflac, and I am very familiar with the advertisement only because of a networking group that I belong to.
Right,
and
which is?
Which is the BNI group, Business Networking International.
Ivan Meisner's group, folks. You know who Ivan Meisner. In fact, Ivan was on last week.
Well, and coincidentally, as you know before the show started, I did not know that. But when I think of Aflac, I think of one particular person, this guy named Bruce Pokey, who's down here in South Florida. But it just goes to show, I don't think of Aflac as to whoever the owner of the entire company is.
Or even the duck.
But again, he uses the duck in every
right.
Thursday morning we meet in his presentation.
Right.
So even the sound of the duck reminds me of Bruce Pokey.
He's the brand for Aflac, not the duck or not the president, not Dan Amos, the president of Aflac, but this guy in Florida.
That's right. And that's my point about making sure as a business owner, whether you have your own business and it's a small name or it is a international company's name, whoever you are as that owner of that department or that unit or that franchise, you are the brand. So, yeah, it's coincidental that happened to be one of your good sponsors.
That's a great story. That's a great example not only of networking, not only of leadership, but also of branding. I mean, you got the hat trick there, Trudy Jean. That was very good.
Well, he is Aflac to me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, so that's how important, or as you said right before we go to break, your reputation can be good or bad for what you do.
See, that's the thing about networking. If you know, when you've been in the marketplace a little while, people know you're there. They see your business. But somebody says, well, you know, what about so-and-so? I need this or that. And if, you know, do you know anybody who does this or that, which is you know, the classic BNI question, who do you know who? You know, that's
right.
Why you guys are successful in getting together like you do. The thing is if the person that's being asked has met this business owner in a chamber meeting or some event where they got out of the office, out of their four walls, and went out into the marketplace and moved around and met other people, then they would say, yeah, I know that guy. I met him or that lady. I met her at a meeting, and she seemed like a nice person. You ought to check her out. As opposed to, well, you know what? That business has been there a while, but I've never met anybody there. Well, you know what? There's two different kinds of conversations, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they are, and one of the things that I like about BNI in particular is I think that they have a philosophy that holds true to being great leaders. They believe in giver's gain.
That's
so it's
right.
What can I do for you? It's not what can you do for me. It's all about what can I do for you. And when I deal with leaders and we look at it, how their influence on the marketplace, whether it's to their employees, to their vendors, or to their customers, it's all, if you look at an approach of what can I do for you, the old adage of what goes around comes around goes right into play.
Well, and as my audience knows, Trudy Jean, Ivan Meisner has been saying giver's gain on this show for about 8 or 9 years now. So they're with you on that. But you know, it's still, though, the truth is, let's cut ourselves some slack. It is not always easy to get out of the business. I mean, you and I have talked about this today. How busy you've been, how much work you've had. You know, we've invited you to be on the show a few times when you've said, you know what, Jim, I'm just too busy.
Right.
Well, you know, that happens, and we do get that way. We do have to say, you know what, I got to keep my head down and keep my eye focused on the ball here. But at the same time, you've got to schedule time to get out into the marketplace and network, don't you?
Well,
and be true to it.
Yeah, and look at that as that's just as important as if I were billing a client that I were going to get reimbursed for. I think you're absolutely mm-hmm. right, and it's so easy to get caught up in it. And that's one of the things about anyone going into any networking group. It is nothing if you don't work it. So if you think that you're just going to go for the cocktail hour and not work the room and not meet people, in fact, I even suggest to leaders go into it and say, you know, if you say, I hate doing those things, say, I want to get 3 business cards. That's
yeah.
what I'm going to. And once you get your 3 business cards, reward yourself. You can go home.
There you go. The Raven Group, Inc.com. That's the website, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Trudy Jean, thank you for being here. Good job today. Will you come back again real soon?
I will, Jim. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For having me.
The Pied Piper Principle. That's her book, too, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out when you get a chance. Quick break. Right back with Ruth King. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.